Hey, everybody. Welcome to My Wave Podcast. We, on this episode, are going to do something a little different. We are going to start a series, and this is the first part, just dealing with etiquette. Etiquette is, you know, you have eating etiquette. You don't chew with your mouth open. You work from what? You're outside in, inside out on the forks. You see, I've never had that kind of etiquette class, but etiquette is super important in the water, and it's not necessarily a written thing, although you'll find it posted here and there at surf shops, but it's definitely something that surfers of all levels need to be aware of and need to put into practice. And so what we're going to do in this episode is we're just going to talk. And we're going to try to lay out some of the topics that we're going to be focusing on in the next episodes. My goal in this is to make them anywhere from, like, I don't know, 8 to 12 minutes. Just rapid fire. Get these things out there so that you can learn what to do in the water and what not to do in the water and how to prepare and how to have a successful, fun surf session. We're sitting here outside, so if you hear a car go by or crickets or, I don't know, a bat whacking us in the foreheads or whatever, and you hear us screaming, that's what it is. We're sitting outside, thanks to the Kramers, opened up their home to us. And anyway, I just want to give a quick plug for this episode's sponsor. Actually, it'd be the sponsor for all these etiquette episodes, and that is Never Nude, N-V-R-N-O-O-D. You can follow them at Never Nude on Instagram. And it's Changing Towel, handmade here in Wilmington. Getting them rolled out, they look pretty sweet. We've already tested a few, and getting good feedback about the Never Nude. So check it out, at Never Nude on Instagram. All right, so here we go. We're just going to talk. We're going to talk for a few minutes about where we're going. And I have with me some guys that you, if you've listened to the podcast in the past, we've got Gibbs Kramer. Gibbs, you remember the name of your episode? Was it?
It was
something out.
Cristobal in my backyard.
Cristobal in my backyard. That's right. That's right. And your episode. Do you remember yours?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was. You said something about your brother.
I snaked my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Rivalry.
That was a great episode. Both of them were great episodes. Hey, so let's talk here, guys. Just recently, we had a couple of hurricane swells roll through. Henri, and then Larry, and Sam. And I got out, had fun on all of them. But I had an incident where I paddled out on a Thursday during Larry. And it was going off. But it was super packed. And what I saw around me scared me. And there was an instance where this guy and I almost just destroyed each other. And you could point fingers all the time, but there was this energy level in the water, which was normal, but there was also this just craziness in the water. People not knowing what they're doing. And so I'd like to try and progress through this initial conversation of highlighting some topics. So let's start with, you're driving to the beach. Don't speed. There you go. Etiquette. Don't speed.
No speeding on Rysel Beach.
No speeding anywhere.
No checking the surf cam while you're driving.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. But definitely Rysel Beach. They do love to pull you over.
Yeah, the crew here is pretty tight.
Yes.
I've lived here my whole life, and the fastest I've ever gone is four over, period. Cruise control. I don't even
now,
worry
now,
about it.
Now, we are talking to a retired.
Former. Yeah.
Police officer over here. So, anyway, we won't talk about that. We won't slam the police. We love these guys.
No, we love the police.
That's absolute.
They're helpful people.
They are.
Beyond a pinch.
They are. Don't defund. That's kookness.
Anti-bad vibes.
Yes. All right, so back to focus. Focus here. Coming to the beach, driving. Don't forget to pay to park.
Check yes.
Yep. The tickets are steep. Not just here at Rysel Beach, but know your local laws.
Yeah.
Right? What are some of the local laws here that you as a surfer need to be aware of?
Well, on Rysel Beach, we have leash laws.
Yeah.
And Rysel Beach is a lot more strict compared to, like, somewhere like Carolina Beach or Topsail. We have leash laws. Those are pretty standard. And then Carolina Beach doesn't have a leash law. But on Wrightsville Beach, we also have no surfing by the pier. Mm-hmm. They have signs. And this past year and a half to 2 years, they've really cracked down on, like, if they see you surfing near the pier, they'll blow the whistle at you or honk their horn. And then if you persist, especially in the summer, they'll actually wait for you to get out of the water mm-hmm. and walk down to you and just hand you a ticket and walk away.
Yep.
And it's not like a, oh, I didn't see her, I didn't hear her. It's like, here's your ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. So know the local laws. Know the, you know, where you're going and what to expect. You think of any?
On that, for if there's any law geeks out there and they want to know something, there's a website, municode.com, has all the city and town ordinances. You pick the state, you can go to the county or the city, and you can type in surfing. And you can look to see if there's any surfing ordinances for that area that you're surfing at.
What is that again?
Municode is municode.com.
Huh.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like that. So check those out. Now you've parked. Don't forget to pay to park. If fortunately here in just a couple of days, we won't have to pay to park.
That's right. October 31st.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. And so yeah, pay to park. Now you're getting ready. What should be your thoughts as you're getting ready? What do you need?
Wax.
A leash.
Make sure your car's parked completely in the parking spot.
There you go.
And that's a challenge sometimes when you got a big truck.
Right.
The rule is all four tires must be in the spot.
Yeah.
So if you're a larger car, like I have a Honda Pilot, so it's like it's not a big car, but it can be borderline in those compact spaces.
Mm-hmm. A Toyota Tundra does not fit in those.
Yeah. You got to get all four tires within the white of the parking spot.
There you go. So now you've got your wax. You've waxed your board. Don't lock the keys in the car. Make sure you pay to park.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm over 40. Put some sunscreen on.
Sunscreen for everybody.
Definitely some sunscreen. I tell people I'm only 28. Look at all these wrinkles, man. Make sure you wear your sunscreen.
That's it.
Live on the equator for 10 years.
So throw that sunscreen on. How about dressing for the conditions? I mean, that's huge.
You know, this is an odd time for me. I will hold out as long as I possibly can before I start putting rubber on.
Mm-hmm.
I surfed yesterday with a top on.
Right.
So first piece of rubber I'll put on. And
same.
For it being late October, still rocking baggies.
It's a blessing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We're lucky. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I think the water's like 68, 67.
It's like 73. Right on 70s.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Low 70s.
Yeah, a lot of fish in the water too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of fish. Yeah.
Kings, alleys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're walking down the little pathway or wherever you're at your beach, and you come out, and what do you see? You assess the situation. You know, hurricane swell, it's going to be big, but if it's 15, 16 seconds like it has been these last couple, it could look like Lake Atlantic for
right.
a second.
Right.
So what do you give advice to people as they're approaching that? What do they need to look at?
I think you look where the crowd's at. If your experience level's not where that crowd's at, don't go there.
Yeah, you definitely... I mean, if you're going somewhere like South End, it's going to be a pretty good mix. But if you're like Blockade Runner, mm-hmm. like any of those accesses between the piers, you can look and see like all those guys are good and those guys look like noobs. But
yeah. So as I assess that and I see this crowd down here and I see it scattered out, what am I looking for to say, okay, I don't need to go over there. I should maybe go over here. What do I need to look for?
Yeah. Let's just take your time. I mean, watch a couple set waves come through because it's not going to be one wave, you see the whole lineup, and
yeah, you can definitely
looking for
right. You can wait. You can wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait 5 minutes and watch.
So take your time. Wait
look for
watch
guys on soft tops versus like a bunch of shortboarders. If there's a bunch of longboarders out, and you're going on a shortboard, you're gonna get some bad looks if you're the only shortboarder at a longboard spot, or vice versa. Or if you're going out and there's a bunch of guys that you see that are like ripping at C Street, and you go out on a soft top and start catching the outside waves, they're it's just not a good thing to do.
All right.
Just assess the crowd.
Assessing the crowd.
Assess your surf. Like, assess the reason you're going to surf. Like, if you and a bunch of buddies are going out to have fun, don't go to a crowded spot. Just go find somewhere else and screw around with your friends and have fun.
But there you go.
If it's a progression session, then you got to be in a different headspace, and you're there to, like, surf and maybe hopefully learn something.
Mm-hmm. Define progression session.
Well, that can be anything. Like if you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh, maybe I want to try like working on pop-ups better, or like assessing crowds or assessing certain waves and stuff like that. Or if you're just trying to like, hey, I want to go to a spot that is a little more steep and has a more open, steep face where I can try my air reverses or my frontside snaps or whatever. If you're going to really try and like work at something, because surfing is a sport, you got to practice. So if you're going to work at something, you got to have a different mindset versus going surfing with your buddies.
Yeah.
That's how it is for me.
Yeah. Sounds good. Collectively, how long have you been surfing?
I started surfing probably when I was like 7 or 8.
So how many years?
21 now. So that's
14?
15. 14, 15 ish years.
How about you?
Got my first surfboard when I was 3. 43 years old. 40 years in the water.
There you go.
So simple math.
I'm 50. I started when I was 15. So was that 35?
Yeah.
All right. So as we talk about etiquette and we talk about learning, have we each made mistakes?
Absolutely.
100%.
It's part of the sport. It's part of any sport. You learn from it. Have we, in our surfing career, have we ever gotten a situation where we were the absolute kook and got chewed out?
Yes.
All right. And it's not pleasant, but it was needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember it to this day, and that's keeps you on your toes sometimes when you get out there and you're like, all right, I'm a little bit over my head. I'm going to remember not to burn somebody or not to be in the way, because
unless it's your brother, and then you smoke him every time you get the chance.
Unless
smoke
you paid to go surf waves, then you can burn everybody.
Yeah, you can burn him into Costa Rica on that last set.
Yeah, that's it. I paid for it ever since.
All right, so rapid fire as we wrap this kind of this first initial conversation up. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're going to talk about the paddle out.
Yeah.
How to paddle out and the scenarios. I'm paddling out, guy coming to hit down the wave to the left. I'm in his way. What do I do? So that's, I think, one topic we need to talk about. Ditching your board. We need to talk about that. What does that mean?
The right time to ditch versus the right time to
exactly.
duck dive.
Exactly. Right time to ditch, right time to duck dive. We're going to talk about not just assessing the conditions, but assessing the lineup, where you position yourself in the lineup, awareness, who's in the water, showing respect. We're gonna try and talk about snaking. What is snaking?
I would like to add on to that.
Yeah.
When or when not to paddle battle / surf in an aggressive manner.
Okay. Good.
And communication in the lineup.
Yes.
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 Communication in the lineup.
We have
this coming down right here. Yep.
Sure.
I hate to say that, but that is lost in our lineup today.
Yes. For sure. Big time. Big time. When I grew up, you were supposed to yell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, you knew everybody.
Yeah.
Nowadays, with UNCW being as big as it is and all that stuff, you don't know everybody. So it's like, well, I don't want to talk to that guy. I mean, he's not very nice or something. But
communication back, I remember as a young kid going to the beach with my dad, communication was on the way to the beach. If you passed a vehicle with surfboards on top of their truck or car, you were throwing up a thumbs up or thumbs down to see what the waves were like.
Mm-hmm. Letting the guy know.
That's it.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. Now, and communication is huge. Communication is necessary. What to say, when to say it, how to say it. We're going to talk about dropping in, what do's and don'ts. Talking about, you know, communicating, looking. What does it mean going backdoor, you know, taking off behind the peak, snowballing people's waves. What else do you think we should begin to address?
Also in communication, when not to communicate, as in do not blow up the spot on your phone. Don't take pictures. Don't take Snapchat videos. Don't blow up the spot.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, secret spot, north, south, west, don't blow it up.
There you go. And then priority. I think priority is something we need to chat about as well. And there'll be other things that come out of this. So, ladies and gents, we're going to wrap this one up right here with some closing music. But thinking of music, the other, how was it? Earlier this year, I was sitting in the lineup, fun day, and I heard music. Like, I look back on the beach, did somebody have a big old speaker and they were just cranking it? And I was like, I know I'm old, but my hearing, you know, but like,
not senile.
Where is this music coming from? Is it coming from the restaurant? You know, no. And then I look over and this joker is wearing a a fanny pack around his shoulder, like a little, like a side satchel kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a waterproof Bluetooth speaker inside, and he's just jamming.
But was he killing it?
No. No.
That means he's definitely part of UNCW's Fiji fraternity. No doubt.
Anyway, ladies and gents, we'll be back in just a moment for more of this etiquette episode.
Connection, whoa.